caused them.
I think it's mostly of the times that he really got triggered off was over Daddy. That there's a couple of times when he really got mad, you know.
Would you say he was jealous of your father?
I'm not an authority.
No. I'm asking you just from what your observations are. Would you say that, in other words, if I said to him, asked him a question, I said to him, now, Green, did you feel that you should have been as successful as Alan? Would this be likely to stir up a little emotion on his part?
Pardon, said it.
Well, it happened to me many times in the theater when I made him stage manager to make sure after all I'm running 27 acts on and off a stage six times a day, I must have somebody to be able to do it. And many is the occasion that he made remarks that came back to me hey man, they made fun of him backstage, they used to call him my son-in-law. And you're saying, man, your son-in-law can't stand your guts, man. You ordered him around, and he's not used to being ordered around like that, and he's not going to take this. He used to go to the saloon next door and get stoned between shows and tell all the colored talent. I was like, niggers, right to their face, you know. And these guys, you know, these are northern, these are people who work in New York, and, you know, they'll look at him and they'll take it, but they know what he is.
Did he use the word nigger?
Nigger, yeah. And, you know, and that's what he called them. And he used to run them on and off the stage for their bows. He used to, one group, the Cleftons in particular, he beat them for a week in the New York Paramount. Get on there, niggas! Get off there, niggas! Get out there and take your bow, niggas! And they took it for a week, and they came to me finally. I said, Mr. Free, can't take it. I said, then take care of them. So, one day, he ordered, niggas, get out there! Get your bow! Get out there, niggas! You know, you black people! And they turned around, and they used two very choice words, all in unison, right to his birthday. That was it.
Where is he originally from, North Carolina?
Burlington.
Did he ever go to college?
No.
Funny one. No! Did he ever go to college? A great question. I don't think he finished high school.
His brother, I don't know, his brother's a success. I think his brother's a nice guy.
What does his brother do?
He's works in the pathology department at Duke University.
What is his brother's name?
Bill Green.
Does he have any other family down there?
Right at the moment, his father is there.
What's his father's name?
Tom.
What is S.T. Green's first name, Lance?
Shirley. Whenever I played that record, he used to get mad.
There was a record called Shirley. He used to blow his cork when they played it in the house, a rock and roll record. I think this
did anybody know that his name was Shirley?
He knew that I knew it.
Did he ever use the name Shirley?
Well, his mother did. His mother was a wonderful person.
Mother's dead.
Did he ever spend nights away from home, in other words, disappear for a day or two?
The only time I remember that is when we lived in Connecticut. I know that he wasn't there some nights. I think it was when he was, you know, working for Daddy and the shows. He never came home then. And he,
that was three times a year.
But recently he...
Did he have any kind of a reputation in the community, either up in Connecticut or in Scottsdale or down there? Was he generally regarded as a bum by people in the community? Not with the way you regard him, but your neighbors, they look down upon this guy?
Oh, he's got two sides, you see. He shows one side to his neighbors.
What side does
he show? Very, very, you know, lovable and nice. Nice
helpful,
type of guy.
Right.
That was his reputation.
See, because sometimes my friends would come over and he'd want to play basketball and baseball.
My friends.
And then
I wouldn't have my friends.
And then another
the
time, you know, I'd bring him in and he'd embarrass me. I can't stand that and be embarrassing for my friends. He'd yell at me or something.
And I had a very close friend for 3 years in Burlington. And she knew the biggest part of what had gone on in my life. And